Now, I drop down to verse 24 here. It says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bones. Pleasant words. We all like to hear something good, don't we? And we go and buy a newspaper to get the bad news always. And we all subscribe for the paper. And it's too bad people don't read the Bible. It's filled with good news. In fact, that's what the gospel is, good news. And then verse 25, here we are again. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, somebody's going to say to me, say, we've had that before. Well, we have, back in chapter 14, verse 12. And why in the world is it repeated? Well, the Lord didn't want you to miss this one, so he gave it to us the second time. The way that seemeth right unto a man. And then we have in verse 27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. There are certain folk, and I'm sure all of us know somebody like this. I could write down a friend of mine next to this. That friend of mine, when I wanted to know what was going on in church circles, I always contacted him. I'd call him up, and he would generally start in something like this. He'd say, by the way, Dr. McGee, have you heard? And you know, I hadn't heard. If you wanted the latest and the juiciest, you call that brother. And you say, well, was he a godly man? I don't know. I've often wondered about him. He's gone now. Where he went, I haven't the foggiest notion. But the scripture says an ungodly man diggeth up evil. This fellow was always digging it up. I don't know. I can't sit in judgment on him. He certainly made a profession. And then we have here verse 28, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. As we said the other day, that some people will believe anything if it's whispered to them. And there are those that will go around and whisper things. Separate friends. And then verse 33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. I have written this verse over the book of Esther. The Feast of Purim was a feast that is based on a day in which they cast lots. But you see, again, the dice of the gods are loaded. God says, don't gamble with me. Don't take a chance. I'm God. This is my universe. I made it, and it's going to be for my glory. It's for my purpose. Now, do you want to cooperate? You want to get in step with God or continue in rebellion? Well, his will is going to prevail, friends. Mine won't, yours won't, but God's will prevail. Oh, that you and I get in step with him and be at peace with him, being justified by faith.